In the revised environmental impact statement, the Air Force received 913 public comments on a proposal to base up to 24 F-35 fighter jets at the Burlington International Airport National Guard Base. It indicated 80% were in support and 20% opposed. Air Force officials now say that is wrong, and the comments actually ran 65% against and 35% in favor. U.S. Air Force F-35A Operational Basing Environmental Impact Statement Project Manager Nicholas Germanos says the correction was inadvertently omitted from the revised report.
It was actually reviewed and it was actually caught by me a few weeks ago. The contractor who is responsible for doing the actual printing and the reproduction of the document agreed to revise the paragraph. However, somehow the correction was not made. If you look, though, at Appendix E, it shows the correct distribution of the Burlington Associated comments.
Greater Burlington Industrial Corporation President Frank Coffey supports basing the jet in Burlington. He disputes the revised data, noting a petition with more than 10,000 signatures was counted as one comment. Coffey says if the Air Force had counted those signatures individually, the ratio of support would be as high as 95%.
We did encourage folks to write letters in, and we also thought that going out with a petition would really demonstrate the true representation of public opinion for the basing of the F-35 in Vermont.
The Air Force's Nicholas Germanos explains that the petition was not entirely on topic.
I want to stress that that was a group decision made at headquarters Air Force level in addition to ACC level. And it was a group decision to not count the individual signatures as individual comments because the petition was really not a comment regarding the environmental impact statement. It's really about asking the South Burlington City Council to overturn its decision to not support the F-35. We really wanted the comments to be submitted individually. We would have used the same logic if people opposed to the basing had submitted a petition with signatures.
But Frank Coffey says the petition did address EIS issues.
The petition was addressed to the City Council of South Burlington, but it did address issues related to the environmental impact statement. It went into reasons for supporting the basing of the F-35 in Vermont.
Retired Air Force Colonel Roseanne Greco, a South Burlington city councilor, opposes sighting the new jet at the airport. The error leaves her questioning the overall validity of the report.
What is more concerning, perhaps, than just this mistake is the potential that they've made other mistakes. And I'm mostly concerned about the safety of this brand new aircraft coming to our area and their assessments on how safe it will be. So you got to wonder how accurate are their assessments if they made a mistake on a relatively small issue like the number of comments you received.
Vermont National Guard Assistant Adjutant General for Air, Brigadier General Dick Harris, says the basing decision is a transparent and deliberate process and is pleased officials are correcting the error. He says the public comment report is just one facet to consider as officials near a basing decision.
Then the draft EIS, there are a lot of responses to the original public hearing and submitted questions and opinions from the original part of the process. And so as this moves forward and it's completed, it will be used as part of the informed decision for the Secretary and Chief of Staff of the Air Force.
The public comment period on the revised EIS will end on July 17th. The final EIS is expected to be issued in late October. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.